He wouldn't do that.
I love that. I don't like how it doesn't say it's recording. Oh, hold on. You ready to
It
rock?
doesn't say it's recording, but it is for sure.
Yeah, it did it last time, but it's not saying it out loud.
Is that recording right there?
Yes, we are on.
We're ready to go.
Hot mic.
Check one mic, check two, check. I don't even know how that goes, but okay, so we're
Hello?
on.
Yes.
This is going to be a great episode.
Yeah.
I already know it. Don't you feel it?
I do every time I'm in here.
I'm grateful that we keep getting better at this.
Yeah.
Isn't that what this is about? I mean, like, this is episode 43, and this
Wow.
was a different vibe getting ready for this, and I'm really grateful.
Yeah.
I'm also grateful. So let's everybody start off with a little bit of gratitude. Let me
Yeah.
get a little bit relaxed now. So I'm grateful for my arms for always being by my side. I'm grateful for my legs for always supporting me.
Oh,
And I'm grateful for my fingers because I can always count on them.
that's so cute.
I heard it from somewhere. I didn't
I
make it
know,
up.
but that's cute. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning. That's pretty
That's
awesome.
that is something to be
That's
grateful
like the
for.
main one, you know,
That
right
is.
there. And other than that, I mean, I'm grateful just for life in general, for everybody and doing good. And I'm grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged, where John and Stephanie Ignafo. And we founded Plantspiration to help people go plant-based to reverse their disease, help the animals and the planet at the same time.
That's right. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, but what they don't always know is that what we really lost were the old habit loops that kept us stuck in the standard American diet, stuck in shame, stuck in stories that weren't even true. And today we're talking about how to break those loops.
That's right. We're not just talking about food loops or fruit loops. We're talking about relationship loops, identity loops. The brain science that proves you don't have to stay stuck. Check it. This is check it before you wreck it. I like that.
Let's go.
I like
Well,
that.
that was because of, well, this week. How was your week? And we'll get
Wow,
into it because
yeah.
that gave me the idea of, I think we need to kind of talk about this a little bit, but what an awesome week.
It's been a hell of a week. Just a lot going on.
Do you feel like it's been like, well,
Yeah.
I've never seen you so busy in my life. So thank you for coming in here and the time
Yeah.
we've taken to put this together. We make it look easy, just hey, we're just rolling with it. But
Right.
this morning took quite a few hours. And the truth of the matter is, this does take a lot of time for us to get this done. And we don't talk about that. We're like, yeah, we just sit there and talk about it. But we want this to keep getting better. We've got 64,000 followers. We've got people
Wow.
listening.
Thank you, guys.
We're monetized now on
Nice.
Spotify and Apple, you told me this week,
Yeah,
right?
that's right.
That dopamine right there just made us want to do this more. So if you like what we're doing, like this, love this, share this, subscribe to this,
Yeah, for sure.
because it inspires us to get back in here.
Heck yeah.
So thank you for being in here and taking the time, because this took time to kind of get our week together a little bit, because we are all over the place. You're working your ass off, and thank
Yeah.
you. And thank you for getting our tickets to Folly. I cannot
Oh
wait.
yeah, we'll have a good time. We gotta get out of Dodge for a minute.
Well, you deserve a break, and we don't take
I
vacations.
need a break today, and it's not at McDonald's, I'll tell you
No, give your
that.
arteries a break. Don't eat that.
That's right.
How was your week?
It was like you said, it was busy. You know, my day job, I mean, we're moving machines from one building into the new bigger building. So we got a lot of new machinery coming in, more wire forms, more springs, more operators, more people, more and more craziness. I mean, it's
Business is
awesome.
booming.
Business is booming, and it's really, really doing good. And then in my shop, I got more work coming in.
Business is
Yeah, I'm like
booming.
working on work for, I'm scheduling stuff for like February already. I'm already
I'm so
like
proud of
deep
you.
into next year getting going. It's been a lot. I mean, all the time while watching you do the best coaching ever and really
Thank
helping,
you.
you know, you're just changing lives, you know, and watching your coaching lives,
Thank you.
especially the Friday one. It was good. We'll get into that later.
That was what kind of catapulted us right into this topic of, so many people are blaming themselves for those habits that we've got stuck in. And we're not up here just talking about them like we don't, like we've experienced them. We're in here actually living them, changing them right before your eyes is really what this, I guess, would be about. You're watching, you know, people ask us, how did you do it? How do you do it?
Well, you don't just do it and you're done. Like, you're doing it every day, you know? You're like getting through it as you do
Exactly.
it.
We'll get into that too, but what, my week was awesome. I mean, you've been
Oh, yeah,
busy. We
sorry. How
had a
was your
great we
week?
had a great we had while you're working these jobs, okay, I'm over here coaching, dealing with the paperwork part of the nonprofit. There's emails, there's messages, there's marketing, there's website stuff. We spent several hours this week getting this website, which I feel like is this one thing that's kind of holding me back. So we worked a little bit on that, but the highlight of the week was, first of all, everybody's doing amazing at Plantspiration, and we're going to talk about why they're doing amazing. But we saved a kitty this week.
Yeah, that's right.
What an exciting
That was
week!
awesome.
It's so, again, just I'm over here. Let me explain to these guys because I'm still so excited about this, and they're so happy. And so in July, like July 4th, I saw this. It came up on the Ring that there was a missing kitty. And I just thought, wow, what a cute cat. This cat's cute. It
Bubs.
was kind of low. Yeah. And how could I forget his name, Bubs? I was like, hey, Bubs, you know, we're gonna find you. And I started saying stuff like this. You're my witness to them listening.
Totally. Every time we see a cat, is that Bubs? Is that Bubs? Is that Bubs?
And I don't do that to these,
No.
but for some reason I was really kind of
Focused on this
focused on
cat.
this cat.
I mean, there's other cats and I mean in the area miles away, but this one for
It
you just
just,
kept
I just kept thinking about Bubs. I even sent them, you know, I saw a cat go across our ring one night and I said, hey, is this your cat? I saved their flyer. Like I remembered their number. I text, not remembered it, but I texted them and they were like, no, that's not our cat. And I was like, darn it. And then just this week, I was like, is that Bubs? Holy shnikes. And it was Bubs
In our backyard.
in our backyard on my door. I was like, holy, and I'm flipping through, I'm trying to grab my phone. I'm like, where's their number? How do I tell them? I'm throwing, like, everything was all chaotic. And he was just kind of hanging out. It was a little later by the time they got my text message, and I was worried because it was now back at, you know, it was nighttime again. And I was like, he's going to be, and I said, he's going to be back. He's going to be back. I put some food out, and sure enough, he came back the next day. I was like, you guys, you know, I'm texting the owner. I'm like, he's back, he's back. And they're excited. And she's like, we don't have a ride right now. And I was like, I'll come and get you. What? You're gonna come and get me? I was like,
Well,
well,
yeah.
yeah, why don't you do, I have a, I'm, I love animals.
Well, it's like, you know, if your kid was lost, you'd go get him. It's part of the family, you know.
Yeah. And
This
now
is serious. It's been months, and the cat's still here, still alive.
I couldn't believe it.
I
I
know. I
mean,
mean, you worry about it with all the cars and stuff, you know. I mean,
coyotes.
well,
We got a
yeah,
coyote in our
coyote too.
backyard,
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
and I just thought, I can't believe this cat is here. And he looked awesome too. I was like, right away, I was like, he looks great. Like, here's some pictures of me petting him, but
Yeah,
I
he was so
cannot.
friendly. He's
I
awesome.
even tried to get him in my car. He was not having it. So
No.
I picked him up. You know, we brought the carrier back over here, and of course, he was
He
gone
was gone.
again. And I was like, son of a gun. But he came back later that day.
Yeah, right?
And we had a whole reunited because it
Feels
feels so
so
good.
good.
That did, it felt good.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome.
They come over here. It's like they bring a gift. This I couldn't be more grateful that it all turned out so well.
I know. It was like and finally, you're like feeding him again, you know. And then I'm like, "You gotta grab him. We gotta get him in his crate." And he's like, "Oh, he'll stick around." He's like starting to walk off towards the bushes. I'm like, "Grab him!"
Yeah,
Yeah,
he did.
he didn't want to go in that
He
little
did
that
not want to
crate.
go in.
That,
That was
but
hurting me to have to do
I
that.
know.
To, but he's such a good boy, and we're so glad that Bub's made it home. I can't believe
I
we
know,
found him.
man.
You know, and I do believe in manifesting. I do believe that I thought about it enough that it
He
just it.
did. How did he? And he just shows up in our yard. I mean, come on.
What?
You've been like thinking about this cat for
Months.
2 months. Yeah.
Months. I believe in it in health. I believe in it ethically. I believe in it just like that. You know, I want people to, what you think about, you make happen.
Yeah, exactly.
What you think about,
Just
you make happen.
thank you. That was great for finding the cat.
This is great for finding
You
Bubs.
made him come here. You manifested it for sure.
We were giddy.
You catafested it.
We got giddy.
With the kitty.
We got giddy with the kitty. And the week just went fantastic. You know what I mean? I've learned to listen to what's going on with all the members. And it's a constant thing that comes up with people when they're getting on board or they're learning to get this down, and how relatable it is to us to deal with that 3 o'clock craving. It's like, I call it, when I'm coaching, I call it the witching hour. Like, when is your witching hour? You know, because we can fix this.
Yeah.
But fixing it, just like we know, you can lay those tools out, but your brain isn't ready for them, maybe, or you're just not hearing what I'm saying because you're waiting for something else to happen. Or, you know, sometimes we just tell ourselves these certain things. But anyway, Friday, I ended up doing a check yourself before you wreck yourself, you know, live really quick in the group, because I was kind of watching a pattern. And I thought, well, let's go in there and let's break this pattern. And we're going to break it down today, exactly what we talked about with them and why everybody's doing so good. But I was so happy that I wanted to do that dance. Like, I was like, okay, everybody's doing good over here. I kept seeing this TikTok dance,
the air walk.
I mean, I'm not scrolling. We talked about this week too. You know, you said this is doom scrolling, and I was like, watching these funnies, this isn't doom scrolling. Like, this is dopamine scrolling. And we don't keep it up. We do it for a couple minutes. We get our lulls in, and we saved it. But man, we made our own lulls this week.
Yeah,
I'm still laughing watching that video.
Know,
we did.
I know. I still feel it in my hip a little bit, actually, trying to do that.
Has anybody seen
but
that?
That was my first shot at it, so give me a minute, all right?
It was the best. It was the best. So I don't know if you guys have seen this trend, I guess, of that air walking. And the last time that I've been so fixated on something like that was the moonwalk. And I learned to do the moonwalk, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to age myself. I'm not shy about being 54, but learn the moonwalk, not from Michael Jackson. I mean, I saw Michael Jackson do it when I was a kid, and I was like, what?
What did he just do?
And you watch it, and you watch it, and you watch it, and you're just like, how the heck did he do that? Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, I recorded Ricky Schroeder on the VHS.
Oh, really?
And he did the moonwalk, and I don't know why it was easy. Like, that's the thing. I played it and watched it and played it and watched it and played it and watched it so many times that my brain was just like, all of a sudden I was doing the moonwalk.
Nice.
And I knew how to do the moonwalk actually really well. And if you follow me on social media, I will do the moonwalk in stores sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's like you have to practice it to get it better. So I told John, this air walk thing, you saw me for a good couple weeks just walking around weird. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I said, I'm like, what do you got? Something on the bottom of your foot? What are you? You don't want to touch the ground there? What's going on? Trying to float? I remember seeing it like 6 months ago. I was like, oh, I thought I did it pretty good, but I don't think so.
You tried? I don't think it was 6 months ago.
Okay.
I saw it and I just thought, here is a good example of how I believe in myself today. I know if I practice it every day, I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Anything I do, I know now, I've learned, anything I do that if I practice, I'm going to do it and I'm going to get better at it. Yep. And by the way, to everybody listening out there, you can too.
That's right.
You can too. Do exactly what I just talked about. Whatever it is, with enough practice, and when you think about it enough, mm-hmm. and you focus on it enough, you can do it too. So we went out there and we did it.
Yeah.
I told John, hold on, we're going to do this. We're going to do this air walking thing. And I played it and we watched it for, you know, 5 minutes. We've been watching enough of the tutorials.
Yeah, yeah, but I need to really watch.
Do you think
more.
You can do it? Do you want to try to do it for real?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, not yet. I got to practice it.
We got to practice it. But we did yesterday. I set up the camera outside and I said, we're just going to record us trying to do it. Because, you know, maybe we do it all of a sudden and we got to catch it. So I set the camera up, lost it.
I know.
That was the most hilarious thing. And I'm, you know.
I know. When you make yourself crack up, it's pretty funny.
We've watched it so many times. And then, you know, I put it on social media. It's on every platform.
Yeah.
Everybody's going crazy laughing. Why isn't this viral yet?
It's just ridiculous. All I hear is Morgan Freeman from The Shawshank Redemption. Quit acting a fool. I was having a good time, though.
This was
But I can't do it yet.
watching you march. It was like you turned into this like march where your legs were like ding, 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 ding. And then I'm just cracking up. And anyway, I quick edited it and I threw it. Whoa, did I just shut this off? And I threw it out there. And,
Was funny.
people ask me all the time, how do you do it? That's how I do it. I stopped telling myself, oh, that'll never happen. A video will never
Or
go
I can't do
viral, or
it.
I can't do it. It was like I stopped telling myself those lies is now the way that I relate to them. I stopped telling the lies of it'll never happen, or you'll never have a viral video.
You're right. If you tell yourself that, you're right. Like your brain's gonna,
It'll believe
it'll
it.
believe what you're telling it.
So I just kept plowing through with, and that's what it was this week too, that also got me kind of into this topic of believing in yourself and repetitiveness and rewiring your brain. And, somebody said, well, show the picture last week of you talking about that Twinkie talk in the last picture you took
Oh
before you went
yeah.
plant-based.
Yeah.
We had to get together. So I dug through the vault. It was like, I mean, we're talking 14 years ago. I'm
Yeah.
looking for this picture. But man, when I went through all those pictures, I was like, wow.
Whoa, yeah.
Even I forgot how far that we've come
I know.
from this whole business venture, from this whole becoming a lifestyle medicine coach, be to people reversing disease and changing their lives and starting this program. And wow. It was like I just watched your eyes be like, what are you thinking about
I
everything?
know.
So then I put a whole post together about that and, kind of trying to do what I share with everybody else. We have to remind ourselves how far we've come. We didn't just get in here overnight, 43 episodes later. It has definitely
Yeah,
been some work.
you gotta go at it though. I mean, if you give up, that's it. Like they say, winners never quit and quitters never win. So you just
What?
gotta keep going at it, or you're not gonna do it if you don't try.
Well, sometimes people don't keep going at it because they lie to themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it. That's what when I always say that, it's like, we did it.
Oh, yeah.
My biggest lie for losing weight when people say, how did you do it?
Yeah.
What's changed? Or I want to say, like, what kept me sick. I mean, for people that might just be tuning in, we've lost a ton of weight. I've kept 100 pounds 13 years, almost 14. Wow.
Well, right.
Wow. One of the things I always, when I was overweight, I always say the old me, which is true, the
Yeah.
old identity. I was walking those pants I always hold up in class, like, and these were my skinny pants. I always hold up these skinny pants and they look ginormous. Right?
Yeah, well, that's the pants that were skinnier. Every diet you would go on, you'd try to get into those pants. So those were your skinny pants.
It was all I wanted to do when I started this was get into those skinny pants. And
Yeah.
that's the only place I wanted to
You're like
stay.
Marilyn Monroe wore this size, so this is it.
Exactly.
This is, I'm good,
So I want people to think about this. If you've come to my classes, sometimes on social media, on my post, I'll talk about these skinny pants I had. Those were exactly the pants that when I would get down to 195, I don't know how those pants worked like that, but these particular pants that I'm holding up, I'm going to let everybody know right now, they're a size 14. And I was so excited to get into these 14s. And I believed Marilyn Monroe was a 14 because there were articles that I read that she was a size 14, and my brain believed that so much, even looking at her and knowing, I was like, nope, she's a size 14. That must have just been the way the sizes are. So I convinced myself that this was the 14 at 195 pounds. Actually, probably 185, now that I think about it. I had to be, those were some of my thinnest moments in my life. Was like 185. All the Weight Watchering I did, I never got past like 189.
Yeah, true.
I remember because I graduated in 89 and it was like I kept getting stuck at 89. 189, 189. Will I ever get past 189? So 189 was my thin inspiration. And for anybody who's been a professional dieter, I know what I weigh in every picture over the date.
Yeah.
It's how I know.
Like, I don't remember what year that is, but I know I weighed like 215 right there.
I know when I
You
weighed
know?
278. I know when I weighed 240. I know when I weighed 220. And that was the majority of my life as I stayed around 220. So I would tell myself these lies. What was yours?
My what?
Your
My
lies. Like, what lies did you kind of.
mine was like an overall food thing, really, just about everybody's eating that. This is just how everybody, this is just how we eat. Like, this must be how life goes. I've never heard anything different. We eat this food, you get
What
older,
food?
all the standard American diet. You know what I'm talking
But
about?
we weren't even eating that way. So I
Well,
think
we were
we.
eating cleaner than that. I mean, we ate like low fat this, low fat that, chicken breast,
Every
ground
day.
turkey, skinless chicken breast. Ew, just the sound of that's grossing me out,
How were we to
but
even know when I think about it? How were we to even know that that was a lie? That
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't. It
like you
was
didn't
like,
even know that that was a lie. So
no,
what.
I didn't know anything was different. I just didn't question it because this is what everybody's eating. This is how life, this must be how life goes. You eat just this, just I didn't even think about it. We just ate the food. You know, everybody that I'm watching is, you know,
Well,
people get older, people get bigger, you're on medicines, and you retire and then you die 6 months later. It's like, wow.
yeah, that's like living a lie. That's
Yeah.
like living a lie. I'm gonna
Yeah.
ask you though, like, what lie do you think you were telling? Like, I know Marilyn Monroe wasn't a size 14, but I was
My
believing
lie.
it.
I don't know. Well, really, maybe it was like, I can have this pizza puff and she won't know.
This is true, and I knew every time because I could smell it.
I was coming up the driveway. You had a pizza puff today, didn't you? I'm like, what? How? What? How did you know? Cause it's like on your breath, and
Everywhere. It
I'm like,
was like
damn,
a
really. And I was a
distinct.
smoker back then too, but you could just right through that, right to the pizza puff.
Let me ask you that. Okay, so we forget that we smoked and we drank a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, I was
That stopped
thirsty.
too that day. So on January 7th, was it?
My surgery was on the 4th, but I was, I mean, after New Year's,
Maybe
it
it
was
was the
like,
fourth.
well, I wasn't drinking there. You know, I mean, we drank, we had a good New Year's on the 12th, on 2012, and then, or 2013, or how did it go? Yeah,
We drank
2013.
every day. It
Yeah,
wasn't
well.
just New Year's. I'm just saying. So when we started this, I actually lost track of where I was. We were talking about when we started it, the lies that we were kind of keeping us there. We didn't eat unhealthy. We ate healthy. We did not eat out all the time, is what I
No,
wanted to kind
but
of
that's
say.
why you would know if I ate something, because at
Yes.
work, you know, we would
Yeah, we didn't eat like that
go down to
usually.
the hot dog joint and get whatever.
We just believed. Well, we really did believe that that was what we were doing was the right thing to be doing. So I don't know that that was like the lie that you were living. You know, what I wouldn't find out about the
Well, I was
worst
lying to
food.
myself, you know, like I'm
Sure.
not fooling anybody. I'm not like, who am I fooling? I'm fooling myself. I'm eating that
Oh,
stuff, thinking it's not going to affect me.
smoking. I was thinking about smoking. Like, look at the
Oh,
lies
man.
we would tell ourselves for smoking. Like, I know what my lie was. Everybody's sick of hearing just me talk about my stuff, so you think about your lie. But my lie smoking was, I'm too stressed out, you know, I can't quit now. Or,
Oh, yeah.
you know, we would t those are those lies that we tell ourselves. I'll
Big
start
time.
tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. I was deep into that with cigarettes. Not so much food. I just ate whatever I wanted. It didn't matter. I didn't know any better. But smoking, it was, I was well aware of it, and it's, you know, that warning on the package and everything. But I'm like, man, I'll, you know, exactly. I'm stressed out. How can I quit smoking? Like, that wasn't even a thing. That was hard.
We will defend the very thing killing us just to avoid discomfort.
Well, ain't that the
Whether
truth?
it's smoking, whether it's drinking, whether it's food, or whether it's emotions or things you tell yourself.
Just your life in general, how's it going? And
Yeah.
is really the story of your life real? You know, is it something you made up to, you know, protect you from something? I don't know.
Yeah, survival isn't thriving is what
No doubt.
we had to kind of learn as we've done this whole journey, actually. And That's a whole nother story. Survival isn't thriving, and so many people are in survival mode
Yeah.
in this habit loop.
And that's a survival mode. It's having these lies in place that you don't even sometimes recognize that they are, but you're
It wasn't our fault.
it's protective, like you said. It's protective, and then that's the like the line between if you can like get through that and find out what why I'm protecting, why am I lying about this in my head to go with this narrative to just get through life,
I'm
you
just
know,
saying,
or
like, you're getting deep and this is good. I
well,
mean, think about
I mean,
this.
once you like rip your own band-aid off and figure out what it is, then that's where, when you work through it, that's where the thriving comes in. Like from surviving to thriving is from the lies that you're running on to where you really open up and take care of whatever it is that you're hiding from.
I could get emotional over this because
Don't, you'll ruin my mascara.
the brain creates protective lies to avoid pain. So I'm just dropping some neuroscience coaching going on.
Ooh.
So it's very relatable to us when we look back about all the things that we've gone through and to hear, like, I have to just like, it's almost like nobody's here. And I have to tell you, like, it's amazing to hear you talking like this.
I can't even believe I'm talking like this.
Like, I don't think we were here with the start of the podcast. Like, I think this whole podcast has helped us be able to really identify these loops and these habits and these things because we started becoming so transparent in here. It was like you said, you're like, if we're not feeling authentic about this, we can't keep this up. That's
No
not the
doubt.
truth.
At the beginning, I was like, hi, I'm Jeff. You know, I was like not myself.
And that took work, I think, to try to get down to like, what is it? Like, how do we fix it? Because that whole loop kind of is what we'll get into. It's like we live these lies, and then I also feel like there was this one lie that I, or it was like one truth that I kept hearing in my voice. So there was this one truth that overcame my lie
Really?
when we made the switch. So I was saying to everybody, I would just want to be in these size 14 pants. And I'm not di first of all, I'm not dissing that size. I'm so
No.
grateful for that size. I love that size. For me, this was
Well, it was about health.
it was about my
It's
health.
not, you know.
It wasn't about looks. And I'm just
No.
using the size as an example of how I twisted it, because Marilyn Monroe, by the way, was not a size 14.
I really don't know what.
She's there's just I don't think so.
Did it change sizes on clothes over the years through
Look at those
the
pants.
factory,
They would
like
have fallen
the.
off of her because,
Yeah.
you know, and I was really happy in that size, by the way. I also want to say that. I was really happy in that size. And when we started doing this, and all I wanted to do to get to that size, I did it. I ate all I wanted of these foods. I used all these tools I'm talking about. So when I got into that size that I couldn't wait to get into, I thought I was done.
Yeah.
That's the whole story here, is I thought I was done in the, well, like, I made it. I'm done dieting. Now I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because I felt so good for the ethical reasons, for the
Yes.
real reasons. And then here was the truth that I started living with. If I woke up, my goal, because I didn't just wake up 100 pounds less the next
No,
day.
oh no.
So how did I do it for all those months and just stayed on track? Because you know what I would say? Do you remember what I would
No,
say? It'll ring a bell. If I woke up my goal weight,
oh
would I eat it all back on?
yeah.
And that stuck with me every day when I was faced with that smell, that cue, that, you know, now we're getting into that whole thing of how, when we really think about what was going on, it was, what are you thinking right now?
I'm listening to you. I'm thinking about all of that.
Like waking like that, like stop and think about that, everybody, right now.
If you wake up your goal size.
If you wake up without your type 2 diabetes,
Yeah.
if you wake up without heart disease,
Right.
like right now, let's stop and think about this.
Seriously.
Everybody, you
If you
listening
wake
right
up
now.
with normal blood pressure and low cholesterol and everything, are you going to try to
If you
screw that
if
off?
you wake up with a better PSA, if you wake up with no more PCOS, no more obesity, if you woke up with your healthiest self No more lies in your head. No more running. No more hiding. No more believing things that weren't true. Like, there's so many aspects of this
Big time.
That you could explore right now to get into. Think about if you woke up with the goal you want to have the top podcast, to start a business, to break free from the things holding you back. If you woke up your healthiest self and everything was okay, would you go and mess it all up? Yeah. Would you go back to eating your weight back on? Would you go back to say, you know what, this heart disease, this is just, I don't like being healthy. I'm just going to clog them back up again.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No, come on, that's ridiculous.
I don't think anybody here would do that.
No, definitely not. But it doesn't happen overnight.
If you're not being honest with yourself.
That's right.
You'll do it.
That's right. And that's what I was thinking of was my lie, my thing was, I guess, I don't know if it's a lie or whatever, but just worrying about what other people thought.
Yes.
Really, really, that none of that.
Oh my gosh.
None of that shit matters. It's really, what do you think about it? What do you think about yourself? What are you doing to better yourself when nobody's looking? You know what I mean?
That's real talk.
When you are faced with, you know, yourself and do I have this or do I have that? Well, if you don't buy that, you're not going to eat that. You know, don't buy the crap.
You just said
something.
What
am I going to muck up your eyeliner?
Yeah, I'm getting literally emotional because this is what I mean. This is, I love seeing you be so, because everybody can relate. We're all worried about, I don't know about everybody, but it's something that I overcame and I already swam through that, you know, doing all these things that I've done, but watching you go through it like is awesome. Yeah. What are you doing when no one is looking?
Yeah, that is what makes the change. That's what really matters, is what's going on when nobody's looking. And I don't know if it just comes with age or whatever, but you get to a point and you just don't care what people think about you. And you just start doing better.
I think it took a little bit more work than that, because this is what I mean. Go ahead, give it a clap. What I mean by that is I've learned being a neuroscience coach that we really get stuck in these habits, like I said, of these lies and these things that keep us going down that path that's keeping us sick or keeping us overweight or keeping us unhappy or keeping us from healing. It's keeping us from healing.
Yeah.
And what they are is like the neuroscience part of it is like these habit loops. And this is what really got me into that coaching session on Friday that I just said, you know what, I'm going to go in there for 10 minutes and I'm going to really break it down for everybody, because it's not their fault. It's not your fault if you're listening that, you know, you didn't reach your goals or you're unhappy or there's stuff going on. It's really not your fault, between the lies and between the habit loops that go on. But there's something we can do, is what I'm saying. And there's a lot we can do, but we have to first face some of the truth and do some of the work. But for example, I guess let me give an example of a habit loop so we can identify, I guess. So a habit loop would be like when we were trying to lose weight or we went plant-based all of a sudden. So somebody actually asked me, I asked for some questions. So we've got some questions how we did it, or, you know, and I'm going to tie some of that into it. So at first we started off juice fasting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And of course, when I smelled food, I had to go to the grocery store every day. Walmart, we remember, we were like, look at how we walk in here and we smelled it. So now on top of this cue that goes off in this habit loop, okay, now we're dealing with real life situations that Walmart is pumping the smell in just so that you can buy these pizzas and this stuff. And, you know, meanwhile, I haven't eaten anything now in days. I've just been juicing and juicing and juicing. So I knew right away we had to fill up.
Yeah.
No matter if it was eating or juicing.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, when I transitioned to eating food, I was still facing the same, I could have eaten whatever I wanted.
Yeah. You were still home alone here.
I could have done whatever I wanted. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to do the right thing when nobody's looking. Otherwise, you're just fooling yourself.
The habit loop of what occurs in those moments for everybody that gets stuck in this pattern is you smell something, right? Or maybe you're stressed out. You know, these cravings that we have, the brain remembers the habit. So it goes for the cookies. It goes for the junk. It goes for the thing you kept on doing.
Yep. What happened last time? The brain goes through to the switches to this program. Oh, we ate this shit and then it made us feel better. We got a dopamine off of that.
It's absolutely related to the dopamine from it. And here comes Kitty Boy. Oh boy.
Baby.
Kitty. So the dopamine is what creates that loop for everybody to go through over and over and over and over again. And we know it. We did it. We felt it. Can we shut that door too, though? Can you turn the heat on? I'm just kidding. It did get really cold here. It did get really cold here.
You want my hoodie?
No, I'm fine with that. So when we stay in that old loop, that cue of the smell that we smell coming into the stores, or somebody that you live with is cooking the stuff, or you're stressed out all of a sudden, everybody can relate to this through an afternoon craving, this crash, you know, and they stay stuck in this loop because of this habit that they've done over and over again. And the dopamine in the brain is like riding you to go quick, do it quick, quick, get that thing that you shouldn't be having, put it in your mouth, and boom, you got the dopamine. You're like, yay. And then it's over like that and you crash, and now you're beating yourself up.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. And do I know?
Oh yeah. Yep.
That has to stop, and that can stop, but it does take work to get into that new loop. So for people who say like, how did you do it? The new loop was I had to drink water. Uh-huh. I had to drink my juices. I had to eat my foods, and we ate a lot of all of those things. That's right there is how we did it. It was eating a lot of all of those things all the time to turn off that hunger cue.
Serious. I'll tell you what, because a lot of times you got this cue of something happens and you get stressed, and or it's that time of day or whatever. Even if you have bananas or an apple or something there, that's just not appealing.
If you're hungry, you'll eat it, but it's not the dopamine that your body is used to.
It's because you're not hungry.
Right. You're stressed.
You're stressed, and you're just like triggered from the stress, and it just makes you want something that's, more satisfying.
It's used to it.
That's what your brain thinks, all right? Because I'm talking from experience here.
Break it down.
I am, because what I see is I would go in the pantry like I'm like searching for something, you know, and then I was like, okay, I gotta breathe here for a second. Instead of grabbing a handful of nuts or something that's just like a shit ton of fat, like, okay, I gotta get out of the pantry and go over to the fruit stand and grab bananas or an apple or something, and one, two bites in, it's like, oh god, I feel so much better. Just because some of it, because of, okay, I'm getting some nutrients. Ooh, and it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. But knowing that I made the better choice.
That's everything.
And besides all that, I think about people that are, and this is me also, I would just have it in my brain that at 2 o'clock or 2:30 or whatever time, I'm gonna, like, it's already gonna happen.
Like drinking and smoking.
It's like having it in your brain that this is going to happen every day at this time. You got to erase that.
How do you erase it?
You freaking eat food, man. You eat a good lunch, nutritious food.
This isn't about willpower.
If something happens, you eat a banana or an apple or something.
This is not about willpower.
Before. Right. If you don't, oh shit, at 3 o'clock, you know, I'm going to eat some garbage or something, or there's, I know there's cookies or there's donuts or something in the office.
They're always going to be there.
Yeah.
They're always going to be there.
Have a banana, have an apple, have something else that's there easy on hand. Have it before you think this is going to happen. Eat it at 2:30. Wow. You won't even remember. And now I don't have those daily cravings of stuff.
You have to be full.
If I don't eat, I'm just going to be hungry later and not craving it. Oh, it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
The new loop is fibrous whole foods that creates actual dopamine. That actually creates being satiated. Yeah. That actually then creates pride, self-confidence. And I did it day by, it first started off to be hour by hour. Mm-hmm. So I would like fill up. No matter what it is, it doesn't matter if I had smoothies, it doesn't matter if you have juices, it doesn't matter if you're just eating all raw, it doesn't matter if you're eating low-fat, whole food, plant-based. Let me just make this really clear. It's really just about filling up no matter what you're doing. If you're not filled up, you're in survival mode. you're still white knuckling it. And this is about the skill power of changing that diet mentality, that old habit loop of starving and cutting back. So this is the big break for everybody of saying you need to eat your plants off. You need to eat more. That actually brings dopamine, and people don't get to that level because they're not eating enough of it. Right. And then they get frustrated. So it's like, I have to keep reminding everybody, this still is about filling up your tank and popping off your own GLP-1 hormone. Exactly. We need this dopamine.
And you have to do that so many days in a row, like a few days in a row, to clear out the shit you ate. Like, you're not going to just, oh, I ate good today and go jump on a scale tomorrow. Come on, that's ridiculous. It's consistency.
It's not about weakness. It's about wiring.
Yep.
And
yep.
You can rewire these habits.
Yes.
150%, because we're not the same people that we were. Sure, it started with the food. Then it got into health. Mm-hmm. Then it got into ethics. Then it got into just
helping everybody else understand it. It's not
by real life experiences, by really understanding, making these changes, changing these loops. And we've talked about everything in here. It's not just been about the food. You know, relationship loops is also another habit that people get into. And we heard some of this, you know, in Saturday's support group. It's hard with relationships, even ours. And
yeah,
you're like swallowing, you're like, oh, Nikes. But we've been really sharing with people in front of them, hey, we're going to start a podcast, we're going to do this, and it has not been easy.
Right.
And I think just talking about that part of it is inspiring to let people know, hey, we get it, we know. Old relationship loops, this has also changed tremendously for us.
Right.
How does that relate to you? Because that big swallow was like, yeah, let's hear it.
Well, just different loops.
Relatable.
I mean, other just situations, whatever, or what do you call it? Like disagreements or whatnot, or things, you know.
We've had some pretty big disagreements.
Okay.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not. Because I didn't have the capacity to really kind of take in what's going on and really think about your side of what's happening. I was just reactive.
It's what you learned.
Yeah.
It's what we learned. And when I learned to recognize that in itself, all of these steps, you know, that we've, these things we've been practicing.
Right. But before, I would just react and get mad or whatever's going on and blame you for everything.
That
and
was the loop.
You would shut down.
Yeah,
and
that was a loop.
I don't know if I would get more angry.
Yeah.
Until I would like had time to really think about what's going on, and then I would feel like shit because I really wasn't thinking about her, and you know.
And I was just, and that shutdown was just my way of I should have just said then, but we didn't know. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know why I'm upset? Because this is what's going on. But that inner work, that work of why am I feeling this way? You know, and how do we change the loop from, like you said, blame, defensiveness, reaction? That's a loop that we also get into. And so many people can relate. We heard about it. Even in just, it happens.
Yeah.
The new loop today, we really, I guess I'm proud of ourselves. Like, we proved it. We pause, we breathe. We realize we're on the same team, is what I would say. Like, I'm not here to argue. I'm here to get better at this or to talk about this. And in the beginning, this was really hard for you. Like you said, you were worried about what people would think. And
yeah, no, I don't care. Just kidding. No. I mean, but really.
Well, there was stuff going on that made you feel like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just wanted to be authentic, really.
Well, we're doing it, baby. We're doing it.
Nice.
And I want everybody else to know they can do it too. That's why we're here.
Takes practice, that's all. You know that, what's that saying about practice? Practice makes progress.
Not perfection.
I'm not going for practicing whatever it is, whether it's eating better, talking to people better, doing whatever. That's progress. That progress is perfection.
It really is. It
really is how I look at it.
When we started this in here, I wanted to use it as like a inspo for the group. I was like, so I just want to show you guys, since, you know, I've reached this goal, I wanted to share a relatable thing. Like, we're going to start this
This
podcast.
is way relatable because nobody grew up learning how to eat plant-based or doing all that. And it's like a complete something totally different that you don't know anything about. And that's how this podcast was in the beginning.
Excellent
it's like,
way to
we're
put
just
it.
Going to start this. Don't know a damn thing about it, but I know we need mics and some headphones and a thing to record.
Same way we started the plant-based. We were like, we need to.
I just know I need it.
Yeah. We got in all the plants in the house. I watched that documentary. I immediately knew I didn't want to eat animal anymore. Then we watched even ethical stuff. And then that was also, I'll just add this in here too. Once I saw the ethical stuff, I absolutely went into this with, I feel horrible for all the animals that I've been a part of abusing and eating.
Seriously,
and
don't ruin my mascara. I was thinking about, I feel bad about how he used to put a worm on a hook to go fishing to catch another living thing. That's messed up.
It's true though. So there's that truth. The lies are, this doesn't hurt an animal. I didn't actually kill this animal. I didn't.
I need to catch this fish so I can eat.
Or show somebody that I caught a fish or I could do something for fun.
Or put it on my wall.
Yeah. So there's some of those lies. And when I started being real with myself and saying, I love my cat. I love these animals. I love, why am I only loving some of them?
Yeah,
there's that cognitive dissonance of if you're not aligned with some of your things, then that'll keep you in a lie and unhappy and believing more lies and, this is just what people do.
Right.
Look at your dog right now. Look at your dog. Look at your cat.
Yeah.
How would you feel if somebody came in? Man, I don't know if I should go there.
Go there because I'm right there.
How would you feel if somebody came in and just no anesthetic? That's not how they do this.
Whoa.
They're in fear of these animals. They're smart. They know exactly what's going on. They slaughter them. They hurt them. Like, if you're having a hard time staying on track with eating plants, this might be your path.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it was really easy for me to quit eating that as soon as I started facing the truth. And the truth is, no animal got to your plate ethically.
No doubt.
No animal got to your plate peacefully.
And there's like never the question of it. It's just like this, how everybody was born and brought up. It's basically, do you like Sweet Baby Ray's or Open Pit? What's it going to be?
It's like dude, a big lie.
It's terrible.
It really is. So there's that.
You know, that's where I'm at. I didn't grow up like that.
I didn't either.
The I only feel person... more connected with like, you know, eating things that came out of the earth.
It's true.
Like everything comes out of the earth, you know. It's we got to like just do the right thing, I suppose, as much as you can, you know.
If it's bothering you that I'm saying this, and I had to think about this myself, this is that self-awareness, that self-reflection, even that self-efficacy, okay? Because you can't heal in the same loop that hurt you. So facing these truths in these moments, you know, is this the right thing to be doing? Is it the right thing to be doing? Because it's hurting me to not, to keep eating animals and to keep doing things that are harmful and not ethical.
Yeah.
Emotionally. Yeah. Like it affects you emotionally.
Right. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time.
People who work in slaughterhouses have the highest rate of like suicide and depression and
aggression.
You know what I mean?
All kinds of things.
What does that tell you?
Well, it's not good.
So this is how we did it. I mean, could I say we manifested it? Because I say things like, we're going to the top. You know, we're just going to come in here and do this podcast and we're going to get better at it and we're going to go to the top. Do you see how I'm using that phrase? You hear me say it, we're going to the top. And I'm telling every one of you listening, we are going to the top. Count my words on it. I vision it. I envision it. I envision it. I see it just like when I wanted to lose weight, just like when I'd never seen myself this size. I envisioned what it felt like to walk in the room and have people go, holy shnikes.
Holy shnikes.
I envisioned what that would feel like to walk in and people to say, I cannot believe how much weight she lost. I didn't put a number on it. I just wanted it to be so visible that people would be shocked. And boy, were they ever. It happened.
Totally. Totally. They were like, whoa.
I envisioned it so hard every day when I started doing this that I would run up to my closet day after day after day and see if I could get my pant, my leg in my pants a little higher up.
Yeah.
And a little higher up. And then I got two legs and a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got then all of a sudden the pants just started falling off. I kept going back to that new loop, the dopamine of it's working, it's happening.
Yep.
Now I could have went into the dopamine of smelling the stuff at Walmart every day that I walked in to go get my fruits and vegetables, but I didn't. My dopamine went to the clothes, it went to the outfits that I wanted, it went to the vision of what it was going to feel like to myself to have that self-confidence. You know, I was always keeping that new loop of dopamine to this very day.
Yeah.
I
Well, you can't like just not anymore.
You can't. So I watch, for instance, anything that'll bring my dopamine. You can watch your own videos of you laughing with your family and your kids and create your own dopamine.
Yeah.
That's
Yep.
1,000 times better than doom scrolling.
Yeah.
There's lull scrolling is what I'm going to call it,
What's that?
or dopamine scrolling is what we're going to call it when you're
Okay.
laughing. But I put everything in front of my face, myself. That is that self-efficacy that they don't teach in school. They don't teach you how to take care of yourself. They don't tell you, hey, do you know that if you rewire, you can rewire your brain? You know, 20 years ago, they didn't think that people in their 70s and 80s could change or get smarter.
Like they thought, you can't teach an old dog new
Oh
tricks.
my, there's a lie right there.
Right?
There's a
I'm
lie
telling you.
right there, and people are walking around right now saying the same thing. And when you keep
Yep.
saying that, you're true. But we've now
Yep.
learned that there's neurogenesis, there's neuroplasticity. We can get smarter, we can grow more brain cells, and we can absolutely change. But it's going to take a little work. And I guess I should talk about that, man. We're kind of
Well, yeah, I mean, work is.
confidence
Yeah,
from doing it. It's like, there it
exactly.
is.
No, that's perfect.
It's
That's it.
worth it, and you can do it. You know what I mean? Confidence is born from taking action. Us coming in here every week, even when it wasn't easy, even when I thought, I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about. I don't know
Know.
what we're going to do, but I kept saying the same thing like losing weight. I'm just going to keep doing it.
That's right. I mean, some weeks it was like, you know what? Why are we even doing this?
True.
I'm like, why am I
Because
a
somebody
guy?
would then come back and go,
Hey man, well
they.
now I think about everybody
Crushing it.
that's crushing it and the messages we get and that I guess I'm getting dopamine off of that. But now it's like I just want people to feel freaking good.
Mentally,
Physically, mentally, everything.
spiritually, ethically,
Yes.
like there's good vibes coming from this, and it just keeps on growing over here.
Seriously, like I'm at a point I have to like I can't even like cut through the meat department or nothing. I will just like almost tear up. I totally go
It's
around it.
true. And I don't think I mean, here's
It's
something I'll
like
say.
it's bad.
If you're, what he's saying right now is it's emotional going through these delis and this stuff.
Oh, man.
And we turned that off. We tuned it off. And if right now you don't want to hear this, that's not facing the truth.
Yeah.
I know you love animals. I know when you see an animal, you're going to pet them, you're going to love them. I know you have one. But these are the lies that we tell ourselves. This is the check it before you wreck it.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
gonna just take that dog and eat it? They do
I
in other
mean, they
countries.
would put the same seasonings on you put on everything else. Why are those few animals okay to eat? I mean, maybe a German Shepherd's
We
pretty
lie to
tasty, but
ourselves,
that's
but
just
everybody
wrong.
else is doing
It's
it.
wrong.
We've been doing it our whole life.
It's wrong.
But everybody else, but we're not cavemen. Da 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 da. Same BS. But that's the lies. And when you face the truth of it all, even down to junk food and animals, the animals, I'm just going to stick with the animals. When you
I
face the
feel like they
truth,
get you in the end from eating them all.
well, yeah, that's what promotes
They clog
disease.
you up, take you out.
Focusing on that
Ugh.
stuff because nobody else is going to do it for you is also what I say. You know,
True.
I would be a terrible coach if I kept making them dependent on me. My
Exactly.
job is to teach people to be self-autonomous, to
Yes.
teach them self-efficacy.
They
So my
like they don't teach
coaching,
that in school.
no, they don't.
They don't.
No, they teach people to wait for permission to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for permission for somebody to say, do you want to reverse disease? Do you want to feel
Yeah.
better? Do you want to lose weight?
Don't wait till your doctor asks, "Hey, you want to go plant-based and, lose all your diseases?" 'Cause that's never going
Don't wait for that.
to happen.
That's another one of those things. That's what I mean. This is about self-efficacy. If you're listening and you're stuck or you're not getting this down 100% because of this loops and these habits you're in, this is where it stops.
Seriously.
Because we are crushing it over at Plantspiration. How did we do it?
But I'll tell you,
We're talking about it all the we're talking about it right now.
yeah, we
They're
are.
showing up
They are.
like this podcast. Go
Definitely.
to the Plantspiration
They're
Health Report.
crushing it. The health report is brought to
Do
you
you
by.
buy the Plantspiration members? They're the
That's
real
right.
MVPs. These guys are showing up every day, being the inspiration the world needs to see. All memberships, all classes being bought, all donors that we have out there, thank you. You're the reason why we're saving more lives,
That's
reversing
right.
more diseases, and more people are getting their health back.
People are crushing it in
Let
there. You guys are awesome.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, let's just hear it. Because right out of the gate, I'm going to tell you that
Last
people are
week,
kicking ass.
last week's health report, which I'm so proud of this. This is what I mean. We're doing it.
Yeah, we are.
Last week we were down a ton,
A ton.
2,000 pounds. People are clocking in weight loss. You want to talk about their self-confidence? I didn't even get into the diseases reverse, but John, take it away. This is what we're doing.
2,000 pounds.
This is what we're doing the rest of the week. And here we're just shooting the poop, just talking about how we're doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna just not get to the weight yet. I always make you guys wait. Hold on. Anyways, people are checking in with less swelling, less pain in their back, in their knees, foot pain's like totally gone, less headaches, feeling lighter, more flexible, sleeping better, more energy, and there's like duplicates of this, but I'm just like gonna rip off, one of each.
Amazing.
Hold on, lower A1C, look out.
There's a clap right there. People are
Heck yeah.
reversing disease.
Big time. Did I say more energy? No
We
more
know.
IBS.
Hey,
That's a good thing. I used to really suffer from IB
man.
shitting on myself. That's what IBS is for. People are feeling happier and more calm. We are down. I also have more after this, but we're down another 19 pounds. We're at
What?
2019. Yeah.
Holy blueberries.
Holy weight loss,
Look at what's
Batman.
going on over here. Did I mention I'm a lifestyle medicine coach, plant interventionist? We're plant-based nutrition experts, and we continually keep up with the latest in evidence-based nutrition for preventing and reversing disease.
That's right,
And
we're
this is
crushing it.
proof. And our program is a lifestyle medicine approach. These people are showing up. We've got a support group. We've got coaching. We've got nutrition classes. This is what we're doing at Plantspiration during the week. Well,
That's right. I have a
wow.
couple other little things. Well,
2,019 pounds.
yeah, come on,
I
man.
love
That's
this.
amazing. We got a couple little things, like people just their things. I may fall down, but I never give up.
See
That's
what I
awesome.
mean?
I also
New
have a,
habits.
I feel good when I do good. Like, right? Is that hit
How
home
did
or
we do
what?
it? When you feel good,
When you feel good, you don't want to stop doing what you're doing to feel good,
it
you know?
happens. It happens, but we,
But that's where we're going to rewire these loops and not and just feel good from now on.
Beautiful. Wow.
People, they're feeling control, ready for daily life things, not waiting for life to happen.
It's not gonna,
You know what I
nobody's
mean?
gonna do it for you. There's never gonna be a good time. You're
That's
not gonna
right.
find the perfect recipe. It's not about a recipe. It's about repetition.
Yep, you guys are crushing it.
And we want you to crush it too.
That's right.
Get in here, for goodness
For
sakes.
goodness sakes, you
Look,
guys.
before we get to the questions, we also have some questions that I did kind of throw up. I was like, not bleh, throw up, just I put it
Ew.
on social media. The tools. I might as well give everybody the tools because it's no secret. And I want to share with you how we do it, how we continue to do it. And by the way, we continue to learn, we continue to grow. And the truth is, for me at least, I don't know about you, John, I will never stop learning and I will never stop growing. And I
Well,
learned
no
in
doubt.
philosophy, and I love Dr. Rockwell. I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
That's when I heard that he who thinks he knows everything knows nothing. And
Yeah.
that was the biggest lie that I used to tell myself, is like, that this is it. This is just as good as it gets. And I
Yep.
know everything. I've been through all the diets. Where are you going to get your protein? But boy, when you knock that shit out and you admit, you know what? I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. This
That's
is scary.
yep. That's
This is
really
hard.
coming to terms with where you're at.
How did I do it? And how did we do it? So whatever it is I'm doing, whether it's building a business, losing a bunch of weight, getting into this podcast, or coaching people through it. I'm going to break it down right now. Are you guys ready for this? Do you know what my number one thing is?
I'm ready. No, I can't wait to hear.
You have to eat your plants off. It's not a
Oh,
joke.
yeah, that.
If you're eating your plants off, if you're getting in that fiber, if you're getting in those starches, those fruits, those vegetables, if you're getting all that food in, that is going to be your number one ticket to breaking that old dieting loop of not being successful. When you're eating enough of these foods that actually pop off your GLP-1 hormone, when you're drinking water and you're filling up, this is how I did it. I stayed full all the time to shut that craving meter off.
It does. It shuts it off.
That's rule number one. That's why I trademarked Eat Your Plants Off and created a whole cooking, nutrition education, cooking, lifestyle medicine course.
That's right.
Because this isn't about willpower, this is about skill power. Then once you get that fiber in, I had to keep moving, and I couldn't move. I couldn't walk around. So if I wasn't moving, I was singing. You know, I like to sing. When you guys all left, it's like I was here by myself. I'm day two. I'm day three. I stopped drinking as well as you did. So by the way, I didn't just stop eating animal. I didn't just start eating healthy. I immediately said, I'm going to change. I'm going to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And that was something that stuck with me. I had that written down, by the way. Remember on the refrigerator, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And that was how I broke that loop. I am not going to keep going in the pantry at 3 o'clock and grabbing something.
That's
I had
right.
a great therapist, Susan, for goodness sakes. If you're ever out there, I want to say thank you. I didn't listen to squat that she said about this breathing or about
You heard it, but you didn't listen.
exactly the self-awareness, the breathing. That is what exactly breaks that identity, that habit, that craving. You have to stop and take a breath and be real with yourself. Is this helping me right now?
Oh, that's right, because your brain is going to believe the lie or the truth.
It'll
It's
keep
up to you.
going.
What are you going to tell it?
And if you take that breath, we've been doing a lot of box breathing in the group, and it's very helpful. Science-based approach is what we do over here. When you stop and you take that breath, like you had said earlier, it will snap you out of that subconscious habit that you're in. So before you make the next move, and we learn this even with our relationship, just getting better and better, is what I'm about to say coming out of my mouth going to make this better? You know what I mean? And that's the truth right there. That's the truth. Is what I'm going to put in my mouth going to make it better? And is
And
what
what's
it's
coming
coming
out of
out of my
it?
mouth going to make it better?
Yeah.
Because that takes some time to stop and really rethink everything. And there was a lot of that healing going on too. So we've got to eat, we've got to drink water, we've got to listen to music, we've got to get moving because that
Yes.
is the dopamine right there that keeps you going. You know, you don't march around the house, oh man, this is never going to work.
It will never work if you're thinking
Nobody does that.
that.
Nobody works out and just says, this is never going to work. Everybody gets excited when they work out and when they move and they feel the dopamine and the endorphins. You have to create that on your own, that self-efficacy. That's my job, is to teach the new habits, and that's going to be to keep drinking your water, keep eating your. Right now, go get an apple, eat that.
Yeah,
This
or a
starving
banana,
yourself
something
or staying
that
in
doesn't
survival
work.
mode is how we stay stuck. So quit telling yourself that what you're doing is working if it ain't. You got to do something different.
that's right. Even at places, even when there's other people around, you're still alone in your own head. So what you're telling yourself, it's got to be the right thing to really help
Repetition.
you get out of it. Yes, that's it.
Repetition rewires results.
Big time, big
Repetition
time.
rewires results. That's what it is right there. So when you keep going back to doing this and you keep going back to this, you're going to create the new habit loop. But some of us get stuck in that, oh, I suck, or I'm sorry. You know, we heard that yesterday. There's this one gal, God bless her, just doing amazing. And when I hear her do this one thing, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's a pure reminder of the old version of me. I was sorry about everything, and I really was. I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm breathing. I'm sorry I walked in this room. I'm sorry that I'm your mom. I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry. I didn't even know what I just was saying it because I grew up thinking that way, you know, that habit. So now I realize like all the changes. So when you change that repetition and those words that you're using. You know, I would say to her, don't be sorry, say, I'm so happy to be here. It takes, that's that little work that seems like it's not a big deal, but those little micro things change everything.
Yeah, and trying to identify that when it happens, before it happens, to change that.
Yeah.
We've got makes some, it makes a big world of difference.
It does make a world of difference. And the number one thing I would say, the emotional breakthrough part, you know, what did you do or how did you do it? It was, are you thinking of yours? Like, do you have an emotional breakthrough? Because mine was realizing I'm not okay. Makes sense, right?
Right, right. No, I
lost you.
No,
you're thinking of yours, but yeah. I want people to hear that. Are you okay with where you're at?
No. Well, that's, I just
not
had
you,
to, no, I get it. I had to, that's what I had to do. I had to come with, to terms. That's why I say it over and over again. Uh-huh. You got to do the right thing when nobody's looking, because it matters to you. If you're not doing it, and it's like, you're just hurting yourself.
A good question to ask. Yeah. Are you okay with where you're at right now? Mm-hmm. Are you, I mean, that is relatable even when we were dealing with all this stuff or all the things we've gone through in our life.
Yep.
Now it's facing that. Were we okay in survival mode? Was that okay being like that or eating like that or living like that?
Well,
or having,
that's, well, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
And we now, didn't know. So but I, now with, you know, the all the goodness in the world of, you know, we can be out here and helping people, and people hear it from a lot of other people, and things are, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Repetition.
Yes, yes.
Rewires results. And yep. that's why we want to get in here and talk about this stuff. And we're grateful that everybody's here, and we hope that this inspired you. Yeah. We have a couple questions before. This is going to go over just a minute, but we've got a couple questions. Somebody just asked if we ate juices or smoothies daily, what do I recommend? Actually, let me get the right question. And thank you guys.
Well, yeah.
Do you juice daily or have smoothies every day? So I always want to share with people what we're doing. We have gotten into the habit, key word right there.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten into the habit of, am I putting you to sleep?
Yeah. No.
We've gotten into the habit of making that smoothie every day, but our smoothies are, they're amazing. We mm-hmm. were inspired by Dr. Brooke Goldner, and we learned right away how to hyper nourish with 75% greens, yep. 25% fruit. We put our flax in. We are getting
water.
this in water, and we're just doing this every single day. We'll change up the greens. We'll change up the fruit. But if you watch our grocery hauls, you're seeing what we're bringing home every day and how we're packing in all this food.
Yep.
I love the smoothies. For us, they're easy and they're...
Well, it's a lot of nutrients you can get in. It's hard to eat that much.
Yeah.
It's the big thing, but I can drink it.
Yeah. You know? So the biggest takeaway from that is thank you for your questions. We love them. Drop your questions. We'll keep answering them. I mean, every time you guys comment, like, share, that's that dopamine that brings me back here.
Yeah.
That's what brings us back here. So if you like this, if you want to hear more of it, let us know. That was one question. And the other big question was basically, what's one food or habit you used to think was healthy, but later learned it was holding you back?
Huh.
We might have covered it.
Yeah, we might have.
The food or habit that I used to think that was holding me back was, well, I talked about it. I thought the drinking made me relax. I thought it made me funny. I thought I had to have a drink in order to do something or to feel self-confident. I felt like the healthy foods were low-fat chicken or chicken, skinless chicken. Like those were the things that I thought were healthy.
Sure. I used
lies.
To, yeah. Low-fat cottage cheese. And Sun Chips. That
and
was
Sun
my lunch.
Chips. And did I also, so somebody stupid. Asked if I had any difficult temptations and how I overcame them. I had a lot of difficult temptations during this. I lost my grandparents. I lost family members. Mm-hmm. We lost friends. We lost jobs. We lost money. We almost lost our house. We have had so many things go on like
surgery
so many
after surgery after surgery.
No, I mean when we transitioned.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Even after transitioning, like, hey, I lost
started
100 pounds.
With a surgery, so
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I cannot be more transparent with that. Everything, there was a lot of hard things going on, but I continued to identify with this is who I am now. I'm a healthy person. I am going to get through this by eating more and taking better care of myself more. I stopped lying to myself that there was a, that this wasn't a good time, or I was too sad, or that, no, this was my life. And I'm
exactly. And if I could say life is going to still be lifing, life. It's like there's all, you could always find a reason to do the wrong thing. But in those moments, you got to do the right thing for yourself.
There was never any temptation to eat another animal again.
No, that was.
There was never
that
any
was
temptation.
Off the table. No.
There was never any temptation to eat myself back to being unhealthy.
Mm-mm.
There was some temptations of vegan junk food that came in.
Right.
About 4 years, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 2017, when the
yeah.
Beyond Burgers came out and all that stuff. And I started feeling sick again. I still had lost the weight. I still was the smallest I've ever been in my life. And I was like, why am I hurting so much?
Yes, that was the thing. That was the thing. It's like, man, I just feel like crap. I feel like a hangover.
We were eating some vegan junk food. And that immediately started raising my inflammation markers,
sure.
I found out.
You started just adding that oil back in your blood, and it just,
that
your
doctor,
inflammation just goes right up.
That doctor that day said, you have lupus,
you're
going to bring that back. And I was like, you don't say that. And I'm never going to eat that crap again.
That's right.
And I have absolutely not wavered from that. I take this very seriously, my health. And what tricks have you used throughout the years?
Well,
there are no tricks.
The way you're talking about your health, and it's that important, because if you don't have good health, you really, nothing else matters.
Exactly.
You know,
this is really good. The way that this is worded, I always want to say, look at how we think. This is an old habit loop. What tricks have you used throughout the years? There are no tricks. That's an old loop telling you that there's a trick.
There's no tricks.
There's no
a special
tricks.
Diet or a superfood that's
nope,
going
there's
to
nothing.
Do it for you. It's
and then,
just doing it.
Listen to this. I know they say losing is hard, maintain is harder. Who's they, and why are you telling yourself that?
Yeah,
that's just a
that?
Lie. You believed, you're hearing it. So in your head right now, whoever asked me this question.
I mean, if you, that's a diet, like thinking this
yes,
is a diet.
Yes,
oh, we're just going to do this for a while. And then,
then
what? Go back to eating beers and pizza? And
so think about the way it's worded is what I was going to say. So this is exactly the old me. I would say stuff like this, but the way that my brain has been rewired, this is exactly a diet mentality. What tricks? There is no tricks to this lifestyle. I'm sharing exactly with you. It's just not tricks. And I know they say losing is hard, maintaining is harder. That right there, that's stuck in your head. You are believing that lie right now that they say losing weight is hard. That's a bunch of BS. It's not hard when you just go and do it and don't tell yourself that. You tell yourself you're going to do it. And maintaining is harder. That's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard, and I'm going to say it.
I mean, is that a reason to not do it?
Are you...
Well, I can lose
Let me
weight,
ask
but
you
maintaining
this.
Is harder, so screw
Do
it. I'm
you
not
think
even
that this
try
has been
to
hard
lose
for
weight.
Me to make? I'm sorry, say that again. I talked over you.
Well, it's just the whole mentality of that, you know, maintaining. That's going to be even harder to lose weight. I'm not
what?
Even going to try to lose weight.
I never even thought about that. Maintaining, feeling like $1 million, that hasn't been hard at all.
No, that's
it's
great.
It's been absolutely easy. So
and
easy.
It's practically all you can eat.
It's all you can eat. Keeping 100 pounds off. 13, 14, almost 14 years later has been so easy that I started a global nonprofit. I started a podcast, and I continue to grow and thrive every day.
Yeah, I helped out with that too.
You did. Thank you. This has been the easiest lifestyle to maintain. I've never been happier. I've never been healthier, and I've never been more inspired to inspire more people to get on board at plantspiration.org. I don't know how else to end it. I mean, I'm a natural at
that's
this.
That's awesome.
That's what I think. Come on. Yeah. That's what I want to tell people. If you stop right now and you think about, if you woke up tomorrow, your healthiest self, are you going to just go and
are
throw
you
that
go
all away?
Muck it up?
Because your brain, okay, is lying to you if you think that you are. You can do this. And this does take some repetition. It's wonderful to have coaching. I had great guidance too. You know what I mean? I had the tools and I used them on myself, and now I teach everybody else.
That's right.
This is how we do it. So, thank you guys so much. I don't know what else to say.
Like, subscribe, and share.
We love being here. Let us
you
know
guys.
How much you like it. Give us some dopamine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a message or text it, or what are you doing?
Are we out of here?
We're gone.
It's episode 43. This is a wrap, and I'm going to get in 20,000 miles this week,
ooh,
by the way.
I want to eat a wrap.
And I couldn't even ride before.
I know.
If I would have kept telling myself that, I wouldn't be here today. You guys can do this too. So we'll talk to you soon. We love you.
See ya.
Don't forget to text someone you love and drink your water and eat your plants off. Bye.